The last few days, in fact, since the weekend, she's been taking treatment at the local Aspen Medical Clinic downtown Monrovia. I'm told she's been complaining about breathing problems and stuff. As you know, those with COVID-19 and have pneumonia and asthma are high risk of the COVID-19. So we are told that the several tests were given to her, and they haven't confirmed whether it was positive. But we are told to the official statement from the vice president's office that she had complications with respiratory problems. That's the official thing they're going with. They haven't said she's confirmed positive or not.
The press release from the vice president's office said that she was first admitted last Friday at a local clinic. They said that she was responding to treatment. So I guess the main question is now, why fly her to Ghana?
Well, we are told by sources within the government that arrangements were made with the Ministry of Finance for a financial package to have her get a chartered medical flight out of Monrovia. Like I said, we're told because she's very susceptible to asthma and pneumonia, which are higher risk for COVID-19, we're told that the breathing problem she was experiencing may have been related to it. But we haven't been confirmed whether it was COVID-19 or not.
Besides the fact that she had respiratory conditions, what was the cause?
Well, she's been experiencing heavy breathing. Even those who saw her at the program at the funeral for Representative Mona Pelham Youngblood at the weekend, the lawmaker who died recently from the ruling party, or those who saw her there said she wasn't looking too well. And she does have a long history of asthma and pneumonia. We believe that that may have been the reason why they're taking her to a further treatment outside Monrovia. As you know, the health system in Liberia is not that good, and the vice president's health, we understand, is a top priority for the administration.
At the same time, Rodney, the government has announced that President George Weah has suspended indefinitely the Director General of the National Public Health Institute, Dr. Mosoka Fala. What can you tell us about that?
Well, James, there have been a lot of entanglements between the Ministry of Health and the National Public Health Institute of Liberia over the management of the COVID-19 fight in Liberia. There have been issues involving who controls the funding and the way the testing were being announced by the NPHIL, the National Public Health Institute. Apparently, last week, the Minister of Health wrote Dr. Fala, informing him that they were not happy with the way the results were being managed. Professor Larry Topa, one of the strong opposition persons here, was tested, and the result came back negative, and he was announced positive later on. So he took the issue to the press, and it was a big issue in Liberia. So that issue was something the government didn't take lightly. And I think that may have been the straw that broke the camel's back for Dr. Fala.
Rodney, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it very much.
Thanks, James.